Here's another exclusive live track from Sun King Studio 92, powered by Klipschaudio on WTTSFM.com.
Well, that's just great, you guys, but there's a certain irony that the first single from an album called Let's Be Still would be Shake. Now, this album...
No one's ever pointed that out before. Well done. Investigative journalism.
Walking contradictions.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Give some credit over here for that question. It's kind of cool that first album that you guys had, it was, I guess, really a kind of a grassroots thing where you actually, when you started out, from what I read, you actually burned the copies yourself of the, and sold them yourself of the CD, and then it kind of just snowballed. What was that process like?
It was a lot of really fortunate meetings of people that are now in this band that started from John and I, and kind of adding members and writing songs along the way, and not really playing shows yet or having like a definitive, like a band ideal in mind yet, but just kind of like friends that enjoyed writing songs together. And by the time we had a full band, we just kind of immediately recorded it. Didn't have any money. Tyler was working two jobs to kind of help fund the process. And we did like officially also like press a bunch of CDs, but we went on we had a tour before those came. So we burned CDs and sold them on shows, and it just, put them in record stores, and then they started selling way better than we anticipated, and stuff kept happening that we didn't anticipate and got bigger than we expected it to, and that's how it goes.
I think that this happened about 4 years ago, as I recall, and you were kind of like out in front. I mean, as far as there's been a huge rise in popularity in sort of a folkier sound, and I think you guys were a little ahead of the curve there. Why do you suppose it's gotten so popular, the more folky sound? Any thoughts about that?
Oh, yeah. Because I don't think that we actually view ourselves as a folk band. We like view ourselves as people that write songs and arrange them and play them. But at the time, like, what made sense to us was like stripping back all of the layers of bands that we had been in before. And there was this like magic to just being able to pick up an acoustic guitar and play it anywhere and, you know, like stomp for your rhythm instead of, you know, needing to have a drum kit or whatever, you know? And so when we started, it was like a reaction to all of the, you know, the bigger, you know, more produced music that either we had been in bands with before and played or, you know. And so I think a lot of people coming out of like a really heavy, you know, 90s and early 2000s kind of heavy rock, you know, that train kind of started with the Avett Brothers a while ago and kind of reached this fruition where it's just, you know, the pendulum swings in both directions, and that was, you know, our way of reacting to it. But yeah.
And through the self-release and the growing popularity of the band, you came here a year ago this past summer, and I think we had about 7,000 people in a relatively small park in Broderpool to see outdoors. Very hot.
That was good.
Remember that?
Yeah.
7,000 people
really
were there?
I think so, yeah. I think that was the official count. And we're glad that you're back here tonight for a show in support of the new album, Let's Be Still. And it's our Rock to Read show, which is a charity event. Yeah, actually doing a couple of shows this year, supported by Giacomo Upper Crest Pizza. And we're just thrilled to have you for that. And also here in our Sun King Studio 92, powered by Klipsch Audio, please, once again, welcome the Head and the Heart.